If you would turn in your New Testaments to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, that's where we'll begin for the few moments for the lesson this morning. But one of the great blessings that we have as Christians is the hope that is in us. The hope that is of heaven, the hope that is of eternal life with our God and Father in heaven. And so in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, we're told, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And so, again, this passage is talking to us about defending that hope, about, you know, teaching others about Christ, about reasoning with others as to why we have that hope within us. But in order to be able to do that, first we have to be hopeful, right? We have to get that down ourselves. We have to be sure of our place in that afterlife after we leave this life. If we're not sure of that, then it's going to be kind of hard to show that hope that is within us. If we're not sure of where we stand, then it's going to be difficult to show that hope to the outside world. A couple pages over, in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 10, 2 Peter chapter 1, I think it's important to note that Peter is talking to brethren here, those that have already put on Christ in baptism. He says, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." In the high school class right now, for this summer quarter, we're studying a book that is entitled Guarding Against Apostasy. Guarding against falling away. Things that we can do to make sure that we don't lose our faith, in other words. I think that's a good study for high school students and young people, especially since they're getting closer and closer to being out on their own and having to, you know, being out from under the guiding wing of their parents. And so some of the things that have been talked about in that book is behavior, of course, holiness, in order to make sure that we are strong Christians, that we guard against falling away. We need to pay attention to how we act, how we behave, make sure we're living our lives in the way that God would have us to live. We just last week talked about the need to be weary and to be looking out for false teaching, because false teaching can obviously pull us away from the life that God would have us to live and teach us the wrong path. But the biggest key and what we started off talking about in that class is the knowledge of God's Word. And the best way that we can make our call and election sure and increase our faith and guard against falling away is making sure that we have an increased knowledge of what God would have us do and how we would have us to live. And I think that knowledge is tied to everything. But we as Christians, I think one of the things a faithful Christian is always asking is, am I safe? Am I okay? And am I in a place where if I died today, if the Lord came, or if I was in a car wreck or something happened and I was to leave this life today in this moment, would I be in paradise? And would I be in considered righteous to my Father in heaven? I think that's something that we all ask from time to time, and it's good to ask. Well, in this verse, he says, we can be sure. Do these things to make your call and election sure. We have the example of the Apostle Paul at the end of his life. He said, I've fought the fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith, and now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. How can we be as sure as the Apostle Paul was that he was safe? And so, in that verse, in verse 10, he says, therefore, and as my dad always says, what's the therefore, therefore? So we want to go back previously to the previous words in that chapter. And in verse 2 of chapter 1, he says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By the way, knowledge is found, I think, 5 or 6 different times in just these first 11 verses. I think it was 5 times that we counted when we were studying this. And verse 3 is, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And the key there in verse 4, those promises that we have been given. One of the promises is a hope of heaven. We don't have it yet, but we are promised that if we live a life in accordance to God's will, we'll be partakers in the divine nature. But how do we make sure that we are in that state? How do we make sure that we are safe and that we have that fellowship with God that we so desperately want to have? Well, continuing on there in verse 5. For this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and yours abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his sins. So, you know, of course, there have been many lessons taught on 2 Peter chapter 1, and we could go through each of those things that we're to add to our faith. But to simply put it and to make it very succinct and simple, and especially for the time that we have here this morning and this allotted time for our lesson, how do we make our call and election sure? We need to grow. As long as you are growing, I believe you can be sure that you are in fellowship with God and that you are going to have that hope of heaven one day. Of course, we have to be, you know, living lives that are godly, of course. We have to, sin separates us from God, and that's where that holiness comes in. We get how we're supposed to act through the knowledge of God. But when we're doing those things and we're striving to serve God and we ask ourselves, well, am I doing enough? Am I okay? Am I in fellowship with God? If I were to die today, would I be in paradise? And again, if we are striving to grow in Christ, if we are striving to increase our faith and striving to grow, I think that we can be sure of our election, as we're told here in verse 10. Brethren, even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, what things? Those things. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and so on and so forth. It's about the growth of a Christian. We talk about spiritual maturity from time to time and how we're not supposed to stay where we're at. A babe in Christ should not have the same knowledge. Someone that is a babe in Christ should not have the same faith when they start out as they do years down the road after they've been a Christian for some time. And we can talk about, where does that growth come from? Well, it comes in a lot of different areas. It comes from the knowledge of God's Word, like we've talked about. It can come in growth of the actions and the fruits that we're supposed to bear. It talks there in verse 8 about being neither barren or unfruitful if we do those things. We certainly know that we are called to good works, and there are things that God would have us do, whether that's preaching the gospel to others and bringing the lost to Christ. It might be the responsibilities that we have towards our brethren. It might be the responsibilities that we have on this earth as fathers and mothers and brothers, sisters, children of parents. All of us have certain things that we're called to do at different points in our lives and responsibilities that we have as followers of God. And as long as we are growing in those things, then we can be sure that we're going to have that hope of heaven and that place in heaven if we were to leave this earth, you know, at this very moment. And some of these things, you know, you think about the growth in knowledge, for example. We think, well, I've got so much to learn, and I just don't know that much. And sometimes increasing in something that you're weak in can be a little bit of an intimidating thing. But think of it this way. The less that you know, or the worse that you are in a situation, the easier it is to grow. You know, a babe in Christ is going to be able to grow by leaps and bounds in God's Word without a whole lot of effort, because they just don't know that much. They're new to the faith. Someone who's been a Christian for 30, 40, 50 years and is towards the end of their life, that's been a studious student of God's Word throughout their lives, they know a lot. It's going to take a lot more for them to grow in God's Word, I think. They're going to have to really be diligent, apply themselves. They're going to have to read a lot because they know and they are familiar with much of the Scriptures. But a babe in Christ, you know, if they just start reading, they're going to start growing. And there are many other things that we could use that. Hospitality, leadership roles in the church, and things we can do in our local congregation. You may think, well, I'm not very good at that. Well, that's a great opportunity for you to grow and to get better and to make your call and election sure. The lesson that we're studying today in the high school class is entitled, Are You Ready for Judgment? And of course, the very first step in making sure that you have that hope and making sure of your election and that hope in heaven is to put on Christ in baptism, to obey the gospel and start that walk on this life as a Christian and a servant of His. And so I ask those here today, are you ready for judgment? And I think that's something that we need to ask ourselves, especially, of course, if someone hasn't obeyed the gospel, but even those that have, are we ready for judgment? If we were to die today, will we be in fellowship with God and have that hope of heaven? So if there are any here that have not obeyed the gospel, that would like to do so at this time, we want to make sure that this opportunity is available. There may be those that have but want to make amends of some sin in your life or need encouragement, prayers of the congregation. If we can help you in any way spiritually, we ask that you would come forward as we sing the song of invitation that's been selected.